Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
I know my guest is bumping his head right now. Let's bring him in. Former Celtic. By the way, I always intro my man the same way. I say he played for damn near every team in the league. Let me run them down for you. Spurs, Hornets, Celtics, Warriors, Clippers, Raptors, 76ers, Nets, Vancouver Grizzlies, Rockets, Memphis Grizzlies, Utah Jazz, Sacramento Kings, won some titles with the Spurs. I mean, he did everything, baby. Tony Massenburg, let's bring him in. My man, family to the program. Tony, man, it's good to hear your voice, brother. Welcome home.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that intro, but, you know, we only got so many minutes in the show, right? You will take up the whole show, man. It will be time for you to go home in a minute.
I always intro you the same way. I said, Tony Massenburg played for damn near every team in the league. Now, look, before I talk about the current Celtics with you, I want to talk about your time here. So, if I'm not mistaken, when you played here, that was a playoff team. You played alongside Bird and McHale, the late, great Reggie Lewis. Can you tell me about what you remember for the season you played with the Celtics? Was it one season? Was it several seasons? I'm trying to go off top of my head, of course.
Yeah. No, this is a little before your time, Travis. My time with that crew of Celtics was 2 10-day contracts, actually. That's what happened. That was during the time that Bird had the back injury. And so they decided to call me because they knew I was the next closest thing to Larry Bird at that time. You know, that's a total joke right there. But no, I was literally, I think I was 23 at that time. And I had just gotten released by the Spurs. And one of the reasons why my resume is so extensive with teams is because out of all those teams you named, 3 of those teams were 10-day contracts in the same year.
Okay.
So I did 10 days, 2 10-days with the Celtics, 2 10-days with the Warriors, 2 10-days. I think I started off with a 10-day with Charlotte. And then I got extended to like a month or something like that. But that's what happened there. So I was really there for 2 10-day contracts. But let me tell you, being around Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, even for those 2 10-day contracts, did so much for my career, because you got to realize the foundation, started with Red Auerbach, and he was still very much involved in the organization at that time. And so you had that culture there, and that was great for me as a young player. Like, you know, even though Larry was injured and wasn't playing, obviously, because if he was, you know, I wouldn't have been there otherwise. But just to be around him in the locker room and at practice and to be around those guys and Robert Parrish and I actually had a cruise together, I think that following summer, where we did a promotional cruise where we were, like, they had some NBA players on there, and I was lucky enough to be one of them. So I really got to spend some time with him. But that, you know, that's the importance of veterans and learning
right
what it takes to be solid in the league, and more importantly, how to be a champion. And I got exposed to that early. And I had just come out of San Antonio Spurs organization for my first tour of duty with the San Antonio Spurs under Larry Brown, and obviously ended up back there literally 15 years later.
Wow.
And won a championship with Greg Popovich and all those teams that you mentioned in between those stints.
Yeah.
With the Spurs. The beginning, my first team of San Antonio Spurs, and my official last team with the Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, overseas in between as well. I mean, you've had a lifetime. You could make a movie, Tony, of your life in basketball.
Well, it is. Absolutely, man. I always like to, you know, I don't brag about anything, because you know me, Travis. I'm not like that. I'm not a guy that toots his own horn at all. But the one thing that I am proud of is that I am the only guy on the planet that can say he played with Len Bias.
Wow.
He played against Michael Jordan.
Wow.
And against LeBron James.
Wow.
Like, you know, think about how iconic all three of those guys are and the time span in between. So that's something that nobody else in the world, you know, over 8 billion people, nobody else can say that but me.
Man.
And I think that really kind of surmises my basketball journey and the places I've been.
Man.
You know, I love when you brought up being overseas. I played in Spain, and I was fortunate enough to play for FC Barcelona and had a great year. And actually, that's literally what got me back into the NBA. I was top five in Europe at that time, and literally all of Europe. And I played in the All-Star game, Spain versus Italy, and really stood out. And that's where the Los Angeles Clippers had scouts, and that's ultimately I ended up signing with the Clippers the next summer and played 12 more seasons in the NBA after that.
Wow. Tony Massenburg, whose life is a movie, joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. All right, so look, we got all the pleasantries out of the way of the former Celtics. Tell me how you feel about the current Celtics. Do you got love for them? Do they drive you nuts? What do you think? Is this a championship team?
It's funny how you say that. Do I got love for them? Yes. Do they drive me nuts? Yes. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Because they're like they got a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde
mix
there. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get, particularly when they play at home. And I'm a big fan of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Porzingis. I love Porzingis for his skill set and the fact that I got to cover him when he played for the Washington Wizards all those years. I thought that Porzingis was an intriguing player from the first day that he stepped in the league.
Right.
Because at that time, we hadn't really seen, you know, anybody outside of Arvydas Sabonis be able to step out to the three-point line as a 7'3" guy and be a real threat and also play inside a little bit and be able to pass and make a difference on the defensive end. So the Celtics acquiring him this summer, I thought was going to be huge.
Yeah.
Now, and I say that in reference to the fact that he's injured right now, but he's been there for the majority of the season and has obviously made a difference. So moving forward, I had the Celtics coming out of the East, particularly with Porzingis being a difference maker, because I knew what I was going to get from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And also with the addition of Jrue Holiday, who was great, who I thought was the most underrated player in the league, maybe.
Wow.
Getting him in the mix as well. But if Porzingis is not there, I think it makes it more difficult. I think they can still do it. But I just think with Porzingis, man, they got a real chance to win it all.
Yeah, I would agree. You got to have them healthy, obviously. Do you believe Jason Tatum can lead this team to a championship, Tony? You have seen. I mean, you talked about some of the guys you played alongside as well as against. You have seen absolute assassins when it comes to closing out teams in the playoffs. You've played alongside guys that can get it done. Do you believe, when you watch Jason Tatum and everything you hear from him, everything you've heard about him. Because, you know, when you're Tony Massenburg, you have connects all over the league. Guys, ball, you know, players recognize players. Game recognize game. So I'm sure you talk to people who know him. From what you've heard and what you can gather, do you believe Jason Tatum can lead this team this season to a title?
Do I believe he can? Yes. The problem with that is that I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
And that's what the league is kind of looking at. All the potential in the world is there. All the talent in the world is there. We get that part of it.
Yeah.
The thing that's missing is the reality of it being done or having the history to where we can go back and say that was the moment when he took that next step. It's like when you look at Jason Tatum and you say there's this 10-step program to be considered a quote-unquote legitimate, game-changing superstar,
right,
and a champion. It's like he's taken 9 steps.
Yeah.
And he's still got that one step. He needs that defining moment,
right,
in a championship situation where you walk away from that game saying, hey, if it wasn't for Jason Tatum, they don't win this championship. You know, he hasn't had that moment yet. So until he has that moment, it's going to, you know, there are going to be some doubters because, you know, we just haven't seen it.
Right.
And he's getting to that point where we're looking at him and we're saying, okay, you're in your prime right now. Like, you're still young. You know, you still got all your superpowers, you know, as far as the athleticism and everything that you start to see tail off as guys, you know, get older and you start to consider them past their prime. Jason Tatum is still ascending in his prime. And so if you're going to see that moment, you would think he would start to be in the midst of his greatness, you know, right now, because he's been in the league long enough. Clearly he works hard and he's had moments where it could have happened, but for whatever reason it didn't. So it needs to happen this year, especially when you consider the supporting cast that he has.
Right. Yeah. And the path for them to get there is never going to be as easy as this. That's for damn sure. Tony Massenburg.
Never.
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 Never. Tony Massenburg joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. All right. I want to quickly go through all these games with you and get your prediction. Get your official picks for these games on wax. Let's start with tonight. Thunder at Mavericks. Do you think Luka and Kyrie close the show, or you think that young boy SGA got some more game? We're going 7 in the series. Do you think it's over tonight, or the Thunder extend it? What's your prediction on that?
I think the Thunder extend it because when I look at Luka, first of all, Luka's not 100%, and they need Luka to be 100%. I think Kyrie is surely capable of having a 40-point explosion, which could make up the difference for what Luka may not give you offensively.
Yeah.
And even when Luka's hurt, he still manages to give you 25 to 30, which is, you know, in pretty impressive on its own. But when I look at the rest of the Mavericks supporting cast from a scoring standpoint, that's where I think OKC has an advantage, because they've got multiple pieces around SGA,
right,
that are also able to step up in the moment. And I think they are slightly deeper. Now, that being said, I like what the Mavericks did at the trade deadline by acquiring more athleticism on the wings,
right,
more athleticism in the post, and guys who actually are defensive minded, because that's what they really needed to do. I like that, but I don't know if it's going to be enough when you consider, you know, what OKC has done. They've been one of the best teams in the West for a reason.
Yeah.
And we saw that the last game. We saw that play out. And so if Luka and Kyrie essentially don't get almost 40 apiece,
yep,
you know, that's what's almost required for them to get to the next round. And I just don't know, with Luka's health being slightly compromised, if that happens, along with the supporting cast, who I just don't think, as good as they are, they don't give you the shooting and the offense that you need.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That franchise kind of drives me crazy a little bit because I look at Dirk Nowitzki's career and they could never really figure out a Robin to that Batman. And it feels like history is repeating itself with Luka. Let's go to game sevens here. Tomorrow, we got a pair of them. Let's start with the Pacers and Knicks. Who you got?
If you'd have asked me this question earlier in the series, I would have probably said the Knicks. Mm. But when I'm looking at the Knicks right now with the injuries that they have, particularly this last one, the Josh Hart. Now, let me say this. Because, you know, again, they haven't really come out and said one thing or the other to my knowledge, unless I missed something. But the one thing I do know, I have played on sprained ankles. Mm. I have played with sore knees. I have played with back tightness, stiffness in my back. I've played with that. But I've never seen anybody play with a serious ab injury.
Mm.
When you have ab strains, that is a little bit different. And as tough of a guy as we know Josh Hart is, when you saw him limp out of there last night with his abdomen, wrapped, I don't know the severity of the injury, but what I do know is that from having a torn groin muscle, which I experienced, which is all connected, you know, to your abductors and everything else, when you have those types of injuries, it is extremely difficult to move. And you can't play the game of basketball with all the twisting and turning that's required if you have an ab strain.
Wow.
So if he has a serious ab, you know, if it's sore or a slight pull, maybe he can get through that. But if he has a potential tear or a serious strain, I don't see him being able to be effective. And to me, he's the heart and soul of their defense. And if he's not there, that's just another guy that you're not going to be able to replace what he does. And that's going to require Jalen Brunson to get at least 40 in order for them to even have a chance. And I don't know if I see that happening, being, you know, with Tibbs only playing six or seven guys the entire game. I struggle with that. So I'm afraid that the Knicks run may actually come to an end. But I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled it off because they may be the most grittiest team in the entire league and definitely in the playoffs.
Well, it's Tibbs' damn fault anyway. I mean, his team's, you know, the gaslight is on by the end of the regular season because he runs the hell out of them. He runs them into the ground. And then when you get in the playoffs – it's like clockwork. They always have some injuries, and they're never deep enough because Tibbs runs the bejesus out of all these dudes. It sounds crazy to say that the Pacers go into Madison Square Garden in a Game 7 and snatch the heart out of Spike Lee and the rest of them, but I agree with you, Tony. What about Timberwolves Nuggets? That game's in Denver. We know Ant Edwards is a killer, but so is the Joker. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, this is a tough one for me. You know, I keep hearing Rudy Tomjanovich's gravel voice in my head saying, "Never underestimate the heart of a champion." Right? I keep hearing that, right? And I'm saying to myself, okay, this is Denver. This is the defending champions. You know, they can really dig down and get it done when they need to. We've seen them do that. But then I keep looking at Minnesota. And I keep going back to the early 90s Chicago Bulls, you know, right when you saw them lose that series to the Detroit Pistons in 1990. And you walked away thinking, okay, the Pistons won this series, but you got a feeling that Chicago is coming and they're going to be there next year. Like, you just had that feeling that, okay, is this going to be the year that they turn the corner? Well, that's what I'm thinking when I'm looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is this going to be the year where they turn the corner? That's the question mark. You know, you got the solid vet defending champions in the Denver Nuggets who are more than capable, obviously, of putting them away at home because they've got the experience of being in that moment.
Right.
But then you look at the juggernaut that is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it comes down to, have the Timberwolves figured out the Denver Nuggets, or were the Denver Nuggets more or less, you know, playing possum and said, we're going to push all our cards to the table in game seven and rely on our experience to close them out at home? It's a tough one for me. I'm I'm a little bit tempted to go with the Timberwolves because defense wins championships, and to me, they are the better defensive team. And I thought Carl Anthony Towns was a real wrinkle in the defense against the Joker. He did a better job to me than Rudy Gobert has done, because I think the Joker has Gobert figured out for the most part. And so I thought changing it up really made a difference. Nobody stops the Joker, but you got to throw something different at him other than Rudy Gobert, obviously. And so, you know, you look at Naz Reid and what he's able to do. I'm going to roll the dice, Travis, and I'm going to say I'm taking the Timberwolves right
wow.
now. You know, I'm going to go with the young guns versus the experience, because that's really what it comes down to.
Ooh, Tony Massenburg coming in hot here on the Travis Thomas
Experience.
I'm
rolling the dice, baby.
Let's go.
I'm going against the grain. I'm going against the grain. I'm going with the young guns and Anthony Edwards, you know, in that defense of Minnesota to be able to close out.
Boy,
I'm putting it out there.
You like Leonard Washington at the World Dice Championships, baby. You rolling the dice. You got the Pacers going into MSG. You got Ant and the Timberwolves going into Denver and getting it done, Tony. Listen, man, you've been so good to me in my career, brother. I thank you so much. I don't know what the hell you saw in me from the beginning, but I'm glad you did. I'm honored to be your friend, brother. I appreciate you coming on. We'll have you back soon.
That goes both ways, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. Anytime, man. Anytime.
There he is. My main man, Tony Massenburg, former Celtic. That was a great story he told, too. Playing alongside McHale and Bird and Parrish and all those guys. That was insane. Great interview there. And we'll hear from you when we come back. 617-779-7937. We're talking Celtics. We're talking Bruins. And I will talk Patriots last hour. Get in here. Get involved, would you? Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter as well. For now, here's what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bruins season came to an end last night, falling to the Florida Panthers in Game 6 of their second round series by a final score of 2-1. Pavel Zacha opens the scoring for the Bruins in the first period with his first career playoff goal. Anton Lundell would then knot things up in the second, and it was Gustav Forsling who ended the Bruins season, netting the game winner with just a minute 32 left in the third period. Florida will advance to take on the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Red Sox also lost last night, falling to the Cardinals in St. Louis by a final score of 10-6. Brian Baio got the start, going 4 2/3, allowing 5 runs on 7 hits, while Rafael Devers blasted his third home run in as many games for the Sox. That series will continue tonight from Busch Stadium when Cutter Crawford will take the mound opposite Miles Michaelis for St. Louis. You can hear our coverage of that game on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, beginning with Joe Weil on the MassMutual pregame show starting at 6:15, and then Will Fleming and Mike Monaco will have the call of all the play-by-play action at 7:15. Again, that is on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics continue to await their opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks and Pacers will face off in a win-or-go-home Game 7 tomorrow afternoon from Madison Square Garden for the right to take on the Celts. Speaking of the Celtics, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski offered an update on injured forward Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis is expected to be ruled out for the first two games of the Eastern Conference Finals with a right calf strain that kept him out of the entirety of the Celtics' second-round series with the Cavaliers. However, there is optimism that he will be available later in the series. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Travis Thomas Experience coming up after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
How important is it to get the type of rest that you've been able to get after the first series and now this series in an extended playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to take advantage of the opportunities that you have. So it's a gift that we got the rest now because we took advantage of the opportunity that we had. So now we can be grateful for that rest. But you don't know. I mean, sometimes rest isn't good for you. Sometimes it is, but, you know, we'll at least take tomorrow off.
Travis Thomas Experience. That was Joe Mazzulla on the importance of rest. And you know what? Kudos, credit to the Celtics for getting just that. Because you look around at these other series, they're all in deep waters. I mean, obviously, you know, Thunder and Mavericks tonight, game six. I mean, would you be shocked if the Thunder extend that to seven games? I wouldn't. And then everyone else is already in a game seven. Pacers, Knicks, Timberwolves, Nuggets, not the Celtics. Knock that team off in five games, get your rest. And you and I both know this. With every passing day, you get closer and closer to having Kristaps Porzingis back in that lineup. And that's what you need to win a championship. I believe this team's going to get it done. I do. In fact, last hour, I compared them to the Miami Heat back when they got LeBron James, when they were called the Heatles. And I said they remind me of the early versions of the Heat. Now, eventually they figured it out, and they did. They were rock stars. They didn't win as many titles as they thought, but they were rock stars eventually. Look, the Celtics could become that, but right now it still feels like the moment when the Heat were trying to figure it out. And I compared Jason Tatum, using this analogy, to then LeBron James, who had just got there. You know, obviously so skilled, one of the best players on planet Earth, a complete player, elevates his team nightly. I do believe Jason Tatum is loved as a teammate and does make guys around him better. But some of that is what drives us nuts, is that sometimes he's not assertive enough. He's not an alpha. He's not aggressive enough. LeBron James had those early battles with Miami as well. He eventually figured it out. We all hope Jason Tatum eventually figures it out. Jaylen Brown, I compared to Dwayne Wade. Freak athlete, attacks the rim. Not the greatest shooter you've ever seen, but he is streaky. If he gets hot, watch out. But really, he's the second fiddle. Really, remember, that was Wade County. Dwayne Wade was a Miami Heat. Even Dwayne Wade admitted and told you, LeBron's better. This is LeBron's franchise now. But it was hard to figure it out at first. You know, there's a portion of the fan base that think Jaylen Brown is better than Jason Tatum. But it's Jason Tatum's team. It's his time. He's the guy. Then, using this analogy, a healthy, of course, Kristaps Porzingis plays a role of Chris Bosh, who could be an all-star anywhere else in the league, but instead he's third fiddle on a potential championship team. That's what Bosh was at first. And he looked confused at times. I remember that Heat team. He's like, so wait, you just want me to stand in the corner and shoot threes? okay, I guess. Play defense occasionally. All right. Grab rebounds. Okay. So I'm Horace Grant here. Okay, I guess. And then at the time, Eric Spoelstra was young and unproven, just like Joe Mazzulla. Now, Eric Spoelstra became one of the best coaches of all time. Certainly, you could argue maybe the best coach in the league right now. We'll see what Joe Mazzulla becomes. But much like Eric Spoelstra, he was young and unproven, trying to figure it all out. And he came from a disciple. Eric Spoelstra came from Pat Riley. Joe Mazzulla has come from Ime Udoka and Brad Stevens. Oh, Brad Stevens, you say. Yeah, he fits into this too. He plays the role of Pat Riley. Shrewd front office guy, mover and shaker, not afraid to roll the dice. Now, obviously, the Heat figured it out, went on to win titles. We'll see if the Celtics do the same thing. But that's who they remind me of. And if they win the championship this year, it doesn't mean it's going to look great. There were no style points to the early Heat either, but they got it done eventually. We'll see if this team does. Now, as far as these other teams here, you know, I'm going to take Luka and Kyrie tonight. I just think, look, they're at home. They have a chance to take out the Thunder, who are a young upstart team. The future, I don't know if there's many teams with brighter futures than the Oklahoma City Thunder. But they've kind of done a great job already. I mean, they were the number one seed out west in a tough Western Conference. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could have won the MVP. He didn't, but he could have. His numbers were good enough. So obviously he's taking that next step now. He's a superstar in this league. They won a playoff series. I just think Luka and Kyrie, one thing I've seen about the Mavs, they've taken turns. Sometimes Luka's sensational, Kyrie, you're like, what are you doing? Other times Luka's not so great. And then Kyrie all of a sudden shows up and you're like, yep, that's the guy. He's a moron, but he is a champion. My gut says eventually in these playoffs, Kyrie and Luka figure it out, and they show up at the same time. Could be tonight. I like the Mavericks here to close out the Thunder at home and get some rest. Now, in the other Western Conference game, Timberwolves and Nuggets, I'm having a hard time picking this. I really am. I'm going to go Nuggets. And they win game seven because they're at home. Would I be shocked if the Timberwolves win and Anthony Edwards goes out and drops 40? No, I would not. But I'm going to go Nuggets here and just give the champions benefit of the doubt being at home. Okay? Sometimes you don't need to overthink these things. Now I want to talk Pacers-Knicks. You know, a lot of my New York buddies, oh, they've been talking slick to your boy. They've been hitting me up about a possible Celtics-Knicks Eastern Conference Finals matchup. They're screaming, bleep Boston, and we want Boston, just like we're screaming, bleep New York. Boy, this Boston-New York rivalry, it's the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't it? One city has history at its foundation. And delicious lobster rolls, let me just say. The other is filled with modern-day skyscrapers. One city is built on a grid structure. The other, well, it's had its road layout designed by cattle from back in the day. It's true. When I moved here, I was taken aback. I said, wait a minute. Can I just make a joke about where we are, please? You guys know I love it. So I've been here 2 years. I should be allowed to make this joke. When I first got here, my navigation system didn't know what the bleep was going on. I mean, like, if I had a nickel for every time my navigation system said, recalculating, turn down, recalculating, make a U-turn, recalculating. What is going on? I was lost as hell for a month. Finally, I think my navigation figured it out and said, oh, I get it. This is like Victorian days. Like, okay. So the other has had its road designed by cattle. It's also been maintained throughout history that both locations, New York and Boston, have been vying and competing still to this day for the best in education, infrastructure, and economics. And we've seen this rivalry play out many times in sports, from our basketball team, certainly to the baseball team, football, you name it, hockey. But one thing's for sure, over the years, it's always worth the price of admission. So I say all that to say, even though the Knicks are a walking, talking mash unit, I said, Tibbs's teams, they have the gas light on. You know, when you get too low on gas and the gas light comes on, it goes past E, and it's like, bruh, you only got like 30 miles left. You got to get some petrol. That's what Tibbs does to his Knicks teams and all of his teams in the history. Go back to the Bulls, all of them. I mean, Derrick Rose would still be playing in the league right now if it wasn't for Tibbs. He would. So that gas light cuts on at the end of the regular season. And his teams, Tibbs' teams, they're playing with their gas light on the entire playoffs. That's why usually they don't last long. And he doesn't have any rings to show for it as a head coach. So, look, even with that being said, I just think Jalen Brunson, who's banged up too, there is no way in hell that he is going to allow the Knicks to lose a Game 7 under those bright lights in that big stage of Madison Square Garden. I will take the Knicks in Game 7. Then I'll take all you fans who've been screaming, bleep New York, bring it on. I'm going to side with you. Because just like every other series up until this point, Jimmy Butler hurt, out for the Heat. Donovan Mitchell hurt during, couldn't finish the series against the Cavs. I think the Celtics will get an absolute depleted, nothing left in the tank. The Knicks have run out of gas. They are on the side of the road with the little gas can and their thumb up trying to hitchhike to the nearest gas station. They're done. And the Celtics will mow through them as well. But we will have an all-timer, a great trash-talking series like you have never seen before in your life. Knicks fans are going to be loud and obnoxious, and we're just going to say, look at the scoreboard, idiot, because the Celtics are going to beat that ass. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to make fun of all these idiot friends of mine who are Knicks fans and who rep New York so hard. Oh, it's going to feel good just to take a dump right on that franchise, isn't it? Am I wrong? Can the show say amen? Thank you. 617-779-7937. Do you believe, like I do, the Celtics will win this whole shebang-a-bang? I believe they beat the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. And I'll tell you who I think they're going to play when we come back in the finals. But spoiler alert, Celtics win. That's my prediction. 617-779-7937. What say you? Do you believe the Celtics will win this thing? Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter. You can send me your messages there if you don't want to call in. Coming up, we'll finish this Celtics conversation. I'll tell you who they're going to play in the finals when we come back. And then I'll call an audible as we head to the gridiron and talk some Patriots. After going through the schedule, I have it all figured out now. I got all the answers. I could see the future. Wait till you hear my record for the Patriots this season. That's coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also talk to Adam Pellerin of Nesson He was covering the Bruins this season. He was there last night. So we'll have more on the fallout and the aftermath of the Bruins season now being over. He's coming up at 5, and I'll talk Patriots the rest of the program once we get to that 5 o'clock hour. I mean, let's just face facts here. We did Bruins for a full hour to start the show. I've just given you a full hour of the Celtics. We had a former Celtic on. I mean, last hour, we're talking Patriots. What more do you want from me? I'm giving you everything I got. Hey, they told me when I got here, Boston's going to love you. You know why? You're crazy like them. You're passionate like them. You get drunk like them. And you give everything you got. I'm giving you everything I got, Boston. Hit me up, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter. For those of you who are new to the program, welcome. For those of you who've been riding with me, keep on riding. Travis Thomas Experience, WEEI.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Boom, boom. Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls as always, 617-779-7937. Get in here. I'm asking you, do you believe the Celtics will win this whole shebang-a-bang? I actually do, and I'll tell you who I think they're facing in the finals here. But I want to get to some of these messages that are rolling into me. You can follow me at Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Someone said, Travis, you can look at the Celtics run in two ways. Going to the Eastern Conference Finals, as much as they have, can also look like a failure after being there so many times. Now, listen, it's an interesting point because for years we watched LeBron James own the Eastern Conference. Remember that when he was with the Cavs and then, of course, the Heat? And we saw this guy in the finals forever and ever, amen. And he didn't win them all. And we saw him in the finals. We saw him in Eastern Conference finals. You know, is it better to have love and loss than to not love at all? So I'll take them being in all these damn Eastern Conference finals. I just need a ring at some point. And I believe this season it could happen. But you're not going to get the ring without being there. So that's why I look at it that way. I got another message here. It would have been nice to have Bruins, Rangers, and Celtics, Knicks. That would have been nice. But I do think there's a way we don't get any of it. I mean, we already know Bruins, Rangers ain't happening. And if the Pacers can knock off the Knicks, we ain't getting that either. And I tell you what, the leagues are the ones that lose. I bet you the NHL, you wouldn't know it from their refs, but I bet you the NHL would have preferred Rangers, Bruins as well. And I damn sure guarantee they want Celtics, Knicks. That's for damn sure. And then I got another one here that says, the question has to be asked, has the Celtics team been tested in a 7-game series yet? No. They have not. And so, you know, we'll see. I don't know. Look, they may not go 7 the rest of the way. Here's a team I think they're going to play in the finals, and I think it only goes 6 games. I'm going to take the Mavs. I'm going to go Celtics finals in the Mavs, and here's why. Every time we start to doubt the Mavs, they figure it out. There was a few moments in the Clippers series. It looked murky. There have been several times against the Thunder. You were looking at Luka sideways, and they just keep chugging along. Just think of the storylines here. Luka and Tatum searching for legacy rings. And how about the games when Kyrie is back here in the Garden? Oh, I am here for it. So much drama. Will he burn sage? What a loser that guy, right? I mean, the storylines will be great. And by the way, better the Mavericks than the Timberwolves or the Nuggets, as far as I'm concerned. I've got the Celtics beating Luka and the Mavs in six games for the title. Do you? Do you believe in the Celtics winning this thing? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter. Adam Pellerin of Nesson joins us next to talk about the fallout of the Bruins season. And I'll also ask him this very question about the Celtics that I'm asking you. Do you believe the C's will win this thing? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.